This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. The average person lives their life without thinking. They watch things without even thinking about it. The average person is easily manipulated and brainwashed. Whether it's from social media, the news, or big corporate companies. Unfortunately, in society nowadays, people do not think. People do not use logic to come to a conclusion about whatever they are told. People go off their emotions, and that's how they react. That's how they manipulate you. They go off your emotions, because if you actually think about it, if you're actually logical, if you're actually smart, you wouldn't be manipulated. You would not be easily brainwashed. But unfortunately, the average person falls victim to these scenarios without them even knowing it. Just take a second and think about it. Let's say if you watch the news or social media. When you see something, what is your first reaction? You go off of emotion, right? Whether you're mad, sad, frustrated, happy, whatever it is, you go off your emotion first. You don't think about it. You're not logical. You don't analyze the situation. You go off your emotions. And that's how you go to your conclusion. And that's why we have such a messed up society nowadays. Because people think with their emotions instead of logic. And that's why people are easily manipulated and brainwashed to do what they are told without them even knowing. And clearly, it's working. Because look how messed up society is. Look how south everything is going. People are brainwashed and manipulated. And this is how we are, where we are now in society. People don't think anymore. And the biggest one of them all is governments. Governments know how to manipulate and brainwash their own citizens or other citizens to get exactly what they want. So you're probably wondering, how would you know if you're being manipulated or brainwashed? So this is a former CIA agent called Andrew Bustamante. He's gone on many big podcasts and actually talked about how the CIA operates and what happens and how they teach them how to manipulate people. So I'll let you listen to a clip so you won't be easily manipulated or brainwashed. And you'll know exactly how their tactics work. So when you see it for yourself, you will know and understand what they're trying to do. Go off your emotions and not your logic. So here he is talking about this.
Yes, and I'll be very frank here. I try to exercise something called radical transparency. If you want to manipulate people, you will learn that from this conversation. If you want to manipulate people, I will teach you how to manipulate people. In just a simple conversation, you can learn those skills. But the thing to understand that's the most important is that whether you want to manipulate or not, others are manipulating you just because you don't know what they're doing, right? The problem with being an intelligence operator is that to achieve the things you have to achieve, you sometimes have to do things that you don't want to do. In being a business owner, what I've discovered is that many business owners struggle because they feel like they have to do things they don't want to do. They feel like they have to be sleazy. They feel like they have to be tricky. They feel like they have to mimic, you know, shyster, bad guy business owners, right? The flip side, if you think of a coin, one side of that coin is manipulation. And that is that coin has value. Manipulation has value. But the other side of the same coin is motivation. If you can get people to do what they want to do, then you have motivated them. And that is worth just as much as getting people to do what you want them to do, which is manipulating them. When you understand all the different options of the currency that you're working with, you can work with it more effectively. So people are generally, despite age, race, creed, or religion, people have four basic motivations. And we call those four basic motivations RICE, R-I-C-E, stands for reward, ideology, coercion, and ego. Reward is anything that you want. Money, free vacations, pat on the back, women, alcohol. If that's something that you want and me giving it to you gives you what you want, then that's a reward. People do lots of crazy things for rewards.
And these rewards change over time.
And based on person.
Okay.
Right? The second primary motivator is ideology. Ideology is the things that you believe in. People do crazy things for the things they believe in, whether it's their religion, whether it's their country, whether it's family, whether it's what they believe is morally correct, right? So if you can assign, if you can speak to somebody through the lens of their ideology, you can get them to do incredible things. C is coercion. Coercion is all the negative things, guilt, shame, blackmail, anything that you do to force someone to take certain action by leaning into the negative element of motivation, which is also known as manipulation, that falls under the C or coercion. And then E, ego, is everything that has to do with how the person views themselves. So oftentimes ego gets oversimplified into thinking that it's just people who have a big ego, right? Somebody like Donald Trump who has a big ego, or you name the famous actor who has a big ego. Ego is also people who don't have big egos. Mother Teresa had an ego. She wanted to sacrifice for other people. She wanted other people to see her sacrificing for other people. That is also ego. So with these four core motivations, you have a rubric, a process to understand why other people do what they do. If you understand why other people do what they do, all you have to do is connect what they care about with what you want them to do, and you just increase the probability of them doing what you want them to do.
So Andrew was then asked, out of the four core motivations, is there a ranking between the four? The top one being obviously the most influential one that can actually motivate someone to do something. And this is what he had to say.
Absolutely. Ideology is the strongest. Ego is the second strongest. Reward is the third strongest. And coercion is the weakest. This is one of the things that movies get wrong. Movies try to make it look like you can blackmail somebody or hold a gun to their head and get them to do what you want them to do. In the real world, once you hold a gun to someone's head, they never trust you again. You can never get them to do something twice. Whereas if you appeal to their ideology, doing this is good for your country. Doing this is good for your family. Doing this is good for your health. If you can appeal to someone's ideology, they'll do what you tell them to do for a long time because they'll trust you. That is the essence of motivation and manipulation, the same coin. You'll hear me come back to this because one of the things that people really struggle with outside of intelligence is they feel like they have to label things as good or bad. When you have moral flexibility, you take away good and bad. Everything just becomes a question of utility or productivity. If you need someone to do something and you can motivate them, then you should. But if you need someone to do something and you can't motivate them, that's a green light to manipulate them because you still need them to do what you need them to do. If you feel bad about manipulating somebody, you are not going to do well in the intelligence world.
After that, Andrew is then asked, since ideology is the strongest one, how would someone be able to figure out someone's ideology, say for business and life? And this is what you had to say.
A lot of times people will volunteer it to you. There's two ways. If you're a keen observer, people will volunteer it to you. You've already volunteered that you are ideologically predisposed to fatherhood. You've already talked about it. The reason that you're worried about fucking up your kids that you don't even have yet is because you're thinking about fatherhood. So clearly you are ideologically predisposed to what it means to be a responsible father. You want to be seen as a responsible father. Mm. That plays into your ego as well. Mm. So I'm sure when you're talking to your partner, if you guys are already looking at where would we go to school? Where would we live? What kind of diapers should we use? If you're even thinking about that, you're thinking about it through the lens of the ideology of being an engaged, present, helpful, loving father, right? So people will volunteer it. Your customer base will volunteer to you what their ideologies are. They'll volunteer their politics. They'll volunteer their pain from their childhood. They'll volunteer their pain from business.
If you listen.
If you listen. The second way that you can get to understand the ideology of your customer base is through active marketing, the right kind of marketing. Not mass marketing, not the kind of garbage that you see on Instagram and YouTube about, you know, how to make people believe in your brand because you use the right colors. But actual marketing where you present a message and that message was crafted with an emotion behind it. people who respond to that intentionally crafted message are showing what their motivations are because they were clearly motivated enough by the message to take action. You've heard a lot of people talk about narrative, especially in politics. There's, you know, oh, there's the liberal narrative, and there's the Republican narrative, and there's the conservative narrative, and the church narrative. And people talk a lot about narrative. Narrative is not the power in influence. The power in influence actually comes from messaging. It takes two steps to get to a narrative. It takes messaging first, and then messaging builds a narrative. If you think about messaging is supposed to be an emotional thing, just a statement, just a message, just like a text message, right? Are you afraid of being the kind of father that isn't present for your kids? That creates emotion in the right, ideologically predisposed person. There's no woman out there who's going to be motivated by that. She might be motivated to tell her partner about that, but it's not going to resonate with her like it resonates with me as a father of young children. But that's just the message. Then the narrative is not emotional in nature. The narrative is logical in nature. So you use an emotional message to communicate a logical narrative. Are you afraid of being the kind of father that's not present for your child? Oh man, that pulls at my heartstrings. Well, then all you have to do is sign up for this app that reminds you every Sunday to read your kids a story. You're like, oh, that makes total sense. All I need is a reminder and I'm going to be a good dad. Mm. And that's messaging a narrative. The same thing happens in politics. The same thing happens in geopolitics. The same thing happens the whole world over. Because in the intelligence world, we understand messaging a narrative. We know how to use messaging a narrative. It's how you elect a president. It's the reason that Saudi Arabia went to war with Iran over Yemen. Like, it's everybody understands at a national security level the idea of creating a message or a narrative using emotional messaging.
So there you have it. Now you know exactly how they manipulate and brainwash people. They have a logical objective, and they use an emotional message to get to people. Obviously, if it was a logical message, people would not agree with it and they would not be manipulated. But if you use an emotional message, people can be manipulated because people think more with their emotions than with logic. And if you still don't believe that, I'll give you an example. News stations are saying the same exact script. It's an emotional message with a logical objective. If you don't believe me, take a listen for yourself.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about the
plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Well, there you have it. A logical narrative that they want you to believe using an emotional message. The emotional message being that is a threat to our democracy. Obviously, they're talking about Donald Trump and how he said fake news, but they are not reporting the actual facts, which he was totally right. They would clip up parts from his speeches. It made it look like he was saying something else, but if you actually watched his whole speech, it was nothing even close to what they were saying. But they had their own agenda, and they wanted to manipulate and brainwash people to believe what they wanted them to believe. And that's exactly the proof right there, how they can manipulate the average person by using an emotional message that hits the heart and makes people think with their emotions instead of logic. So one of the biggest ones, emotions they use to manipulate people and brainwash them to do their bidding, is fear. Fear tactics are one of the biggest driving forces to manipulate the public, because people are scared and are willing to do anything to feel protected again. And unfortunately, that's what governments use and big corporates use against you. So forth, COVID, climate change, guns, etc. This is what they use, fear. It's fear porn. So you know how they do it now. You heard it from former CIA agent, Andrew. I gave an example, and now you know. Now it's up to you to see the lies, to see the manipulations, and see the brainwashing. And I know you will see through it, because you're a smart person, and obviously you're listening to this podcast, because you're changing your mindset, and you're a very educated person, because you're actually trying to improve yourself and be better compared to the average person who is already manipulated and brainwashed. But like I said, can't help everybody, but if people want to be helped, they have to change their mindset. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. I hope you found it very interesting, very educational, and see what's really going on. Hope you enjoyed it. And I appreciate your valuable time, as always, for listening to this podcast episode. If you want to be a Patreon member and support the podcast, it truly helps. You do that by being a Patreon member, and the link is in the description below. And thank you, Blade262, for being a Patreon member. As always, please like, subscribe, comment, and share the podcast if you found it very valuable and can help somebody else. Truly appreciate it. Thank you guys again. I wish you the best. Don't fall for these brainwashing tactics, these manipulation tactics. You're obviously smarter than that, and now you know how they do it. I wish you the best. Take care of yourself and be safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.